This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go!
BRICS just held their biggest summit yet, with big promises and bold words. I mean, some even say this is the start of the dollar's downfall. Or is it all just smoke and mirrors? The BRICS summit in Kazan last week made waves with 36 countries and new heavyweight members like Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the UAE. The media is calling it the beginning of the end for Western power, and especially for the U.S. dollar. But despite all the hype, this summit revealed they're really nowhere close to rivaling the dollar. I'm going to break down 7 inarguable reasons why the U.S. dollar isn't going anywhere. In fact, each reason alone is strong enough to show that BRICS is more talk than action. Reason number 1 that the dollar is here to stay: global confidence in the dollar. You see, the U.S. dollar is the world's security blanket. It's trusted, it's stable, and deeply embedded in the global system. Even BRICS nations hold billions in dollar reserves. If they walked away from the dollar, they'd destabilize their own economies. I mean, it's just too risky for them to break the very system that safeguards their reserves. And just that point rendered the summit an epic fail before it ever began. Reason number 2 that the dollar is here to stay: economic fragmentation among BRICS. You see, BRICS is not a united front. These countries have wildly different goals and challenges. I mean, Russia is reeling under sanctions. Brazil is fighting inflation and political chaos. And China and India don't exactly see eye to eye. And then the new additions of Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the UAE, that didn't necessarily bring stability to the cause. With such fragmented interests, how can they possibly agree on a single strategy to rival the dollar? At the summit, there was talk of new financial systems, but spoiler alert, no concrete plans, just ideas. Putin himself said there's no new currency. Reason number 3, U.S. economic influence and power. You see, a small detail that BRICS is overlooking in their propaganda is that the U.S. economy is the largest and most powerful in the world. I mean, from Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the U.S. leads in finance, tech, and military power. I mean, innovation overall, which solidifies the dollar's position. Replacing the dollar means challenging this entire system. And BRICS simply doesn't have the strength or really the wherewithal to pull that off. Reason number 4, the dollar dominance in global trade. You see, the dollar runs global trade. Oil, gas, metals, nearly all critical commodities are traded in dollars. Even BRICS countries need it to keep their economies afloat. Breaking this trade dominance would be like cutting off their own oxygen. And despite their multipolar world rhetoric, the summit was full of symbolic moves rather than actual frameworks to replace the dollar. Reason number 5, trusted U.S. Treasury bonds. You see, U.S. Treasury bonds are the world's financial safe haven. Central banks, including BRICS countries, hold these bonds because they're stable and liquid. Moving away from the dollar would mean losing this stability, creating financial instability within their own borders. For BRICS nations, abandoning U.S. bonds would be like cutting holes in their own safety nets. Reason number 6, institutional momentum. You see, the dollar isn't just a currency. It's the backbone of global institutions like the IMF and World Bank. These institutions rely on the dollar, reinforcing its grip on global finance. So any shift away from the dollar isn't just costly, it's almost impossible. BRICS can't simply disrupt a system that's been in place for decades. Reason number 7, difficulty in creating a viable alternative. I mean, even if BRICS launched a currency tomorrow, it would take years to build the trust, liquidity, and global acceptance that the dollar enjoys. The dollar's track record speaks for itself. To dethrone it, BRICS would need a bulletproof currency that's trusted worldwide. And that's a tall order. This summit was all rhetoric, propaganda, and chest pounding, with nothing concrete to actually challenge the dollar. But here's the real problem for BRICS. You see, out of these 7 reasons why the dollar isn't going anywhere soon, and any one of them alone is strong enough to support the dollar's dominance, perhaps the biggest reason is this: most BRICS countries face serious economic issues, political complexities, and ideological differences, making it nearly impossible for them to unite and effectively challenge the dollar. I mean, Russia is weighed down by economic sanctions that isolate it from much of the global financial system, while its political alignment with anti-Western ideologies makes collaboration with more neutral BRICS members really kind of complicated. And Brazil, facing inflation and political instability, has a fluctuating stance toward global alliances. As its government, it oscillates between left and right-wing ideologies, and that creates an inconsistent foreign policy for them. South Africa, they're bogged down by high unemployment and political challenges, with ideological divides over economic policies and chronic issues with government corruption, which stifle effective leadership. In China, the economic powerhouse of the group has a distinct ideological stance that emphasizes central control and state-run economic policies. Its ideological friction with India over regional influence and political tensions on the border further complicate BRICS unity. And India, while growing, holds a non-aligned political stance, often cautious in global alliances to protect its sovereignty. Its ideological leanings also clash with China's, particularly on issues of democracy versus authoritarianism. And meanwhile, the newly joined members, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the UAE, add further complications to this mix. Saudi Arabia and the UAE, despite being economic powerhouses in the energy sector, have very different ideological priorities from the rest, with a focus on maintaining Western alliances for security. Iran, deeply isolated due to sanctions and guided by anti-Western ideology, presents an ideological rigidity that doesn't align well with other BRICS members' strategies. In short, the dollar's dominance continues because the BRICS alliance is hampered by a web of economic hardships, political rifts, and ideological differences just too deep to overcome. They're all bringing different agendas to the table, making BRICS a chaotic mix rather than a united force. So the truth? The dollar isn't just surviving. It's thriving because BRICS is too divided to mount a real challenge. The truth is simple. Despite the headlines, the U.S. dollar, it's not going anywhere. So if you've been worried about your financial future, rest easy. BRICS, it's a hoax. It ain't killing the dollar. Now, the dollar may kill the dollar, but BRICS, they ain't gonna do it. If you're a little confused and you just kind of want a solution regardless of what happens, use borrowed money to buy income-producing real estate. That'll do it. That checks a lot of boxes and what will save you. And I'm getting together with a small group of investors this month to work side by side to do just that. If you'd like to join us, you can get the details at epicapprentice.com. Or I'll just see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/autodiscounts. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.